Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is James Allen, and I had the privilege of spending some time with James earlier this year at a couple of events during Super Bowl week, and he couldn't have been nicer and more fun to be around. He's on the board for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Foundation. He is the founder and CEO of World's Greatest Videos. Go online to WGVS.com and check out the great video content and contests they have going on there online. And we are very thrilled he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, James, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, James.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Chris, how's it going? By the way, Chris, you don't know this. We haven't really talked a lot since Super Bowl, but they put me on the big board now. So I'm on the board of directors now. So I was on the advisory board, then I got to the foundation board, which I'm both still on. Now I'm on the big board. So, yeehaw.
Wow.
Congrats.
Good for you.
Yeah. You know, like I think I told you a while back when I got on the advisory board in 2011, and I went to the first meeting up there with all the big round table and Commissioner Goodell and, you know, all these owners and Hall of Famers. And my dad said, how was it? And I said, I'm the only person I don't know. So it's still amazing to me. But It's crazy. I love being on. I thank you to the Hall of Fame board. It's after these years and put me on the big board, and it's been a big blessing.
And James, as we've conversed a little bit back and forth over social media, it feels like this is a really big year for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, with it being the 100th year of the NFL, I'm hearing that it's going to be a big push to have maybe the largest Hall of Fame class that they've ever had. Talk about what's going on and what the fans should expect from the Pro Football Hall of Fame later this year.
Yeah, so, we call it the mission of the Pro Football Hall of Fame is really simply to honor the heroes of the game and then preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence everywhere. So what we decided to do, as David Baker, our present CEO, says, Disney is one thing, but we're the most inspirational place on earth. And I will tell you what we decided to do is a one-time deal. We voted it in this year, and we are going to have the 48-member selection committee. But this time, we have formed a blue committee and with some really big-time names on it. And we are going to have 20 players that are being considered to come into 2020. And this is an honor, as you said. This goes back to, everybody meeting in Ralph Hayes' garage in Canton, Ohio, and forming the NFL. And then, of course, Jim Thorpe became the president. So what they're going to do is we passed a one-time measure that expires that honor the NFL centennial celebration. It'll have a centennial class compromised of 20 members. And the group will include by 5 modern era players, 10 senior players, and that means somebody who's been retired more than 25 seasons. And as you and Bob and Chris, y'all know, and I know the listeners need to know, you have to be retired 5 years for the modern day. But the senior is someone who's been retired for more than 25 seasons. And then we're going to have 3 contributors, and that's an individual other than a player or coach. And then we're going to put in 2 coaches.
So to that end, right? So that obviously for us, James, the 10 senior players, because you know our show. I mean, the majority of our players or our guests are former players in the league. So we want to start, the campaigning for who gets
sure.
in. Do the fans have a say? How do the fans get involved and say, hey, my guy, like for us, the Richmond Webbs, the Ed Whites of the world. How do we campaign for those guys?
Well, first, you can, anybody can nominate a player, coach or contributor, anyone, any fan, and we get them all the time. You simply just write the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you say, I'd like to nominate like Larry Summers, who from the Cardinals, who has more touchdowns than any fullback in history. You can do that. You can nominate him. And once to the list, we have 125 and we start whittling it down. The best thing to do is reach out, and New York has two teams, but every city has a selection committee person. Usually it's a news writer and the list is public. You have to reach out to that person I mean, that person is the person that's going to vote. Now, that's the best way to lobby. That's how the fans can do that. They can call. Now, the Blue Ribbon Committee, and I think y'all gonna, the fans are going to be really impressed. Number one, as you pointed out, we're going to we have designated a significant part of the 20 people to senior people. Okay? Because people do get passed up. I mean, as you know, there's people in line, possible thing, and then a Peyton Manning or a Brett Favre comes. You know, or Tom Brady's going to come. And you know they're going to be automatics, right? And then people get pushed aside. You know, as you know, we reached back and got Kenny Staver. Unfortunately, it was too late, but, you know, his family enjoyed it. And you know, the owner of the Broncos, you know, unfortunately he died, but he got in. But we're really focusing, as you saw, we are focusing that. So the fans can simply go to the Football Writers of America. You can look them up. They're online. There's one in each NFL city, and there's, of course, there's two in the national in New York. Now, the Blue Ribbon Committee has been made public. Now, we know who it is. And let me just tell you something. I want to point out one of the couple people on that Blue Ribbon Committee. It's really, the fans are going to love this. Now, I don't care if you're – I know you guys are Steelers fans. But when we reached out, Bill Belichick, because the man loves football. And as you know, he's an offensive, defensive genius. I don't think he sleeps. And it's hard to outworking. And Bill Belichick, you know, we said, you know, February 1st, we're going to be doing this. I mean, you know, you're probably going to be there at the Super Bowl. He said, I don't care. And that man, as you know, does not – he, as Sean McVay said last time, I just got out research. And, you know, you're going to have John Madden on the Blue Ribbon Committee, Sal Palantonio. You got Ron Wolf and Bill Pullen, probably the best general managers ever to exist. I mean, our Blue Ribbon Committee is top people that are going to say, listen, these are the people that need to go in, writers. So they can look at the Blue Ribbon Committee. We have made that public. If you go on there, it's you can Google it, say, I want to know the Blue Ribbon Committee for voting, and I want to know who the writers are that vote, and hit those people up and explain why. And I will tell you, that's one reason the Blue Ribbon Committee was come in. And you can imagine, I'm not going to go into a lot of details, there's a little bit of friction, but there's a lot of things we're doing to move the apple cart a different way. And I want to give credit to David Baker, also Dennis Nash, our chairman, but I also want to give credit to, no offense to Commissioner Tagliabue and I forgot the other one that I met when I was a young guy, but, you know, Commissioner Goodell, which most people don't know, as you guys know, the NFL was on one network, right? Commissioner Goodell has it on every network based on regions and based on demographics. And Commissioner Goodell, by the way, I'm at the meeting. He is very engaged and listens and takes notes. I mean, Commissioner Goodell really helped push this and the Hall of Fame behind it, saying, look, we need to bring in a Blue Ribbon Committee, celebrate the 100 years of the NFL. So that's simply how the fans get involved. You can nominate, number one. It's too late for this class. Then, and we take all the nominations and we pass them on. I've nominated. Okay? Second thing, as a fan, before I ever got on. So then, second thing is, talk to the writers and talk to the Blue Ribbon Committee. Send them emails, send them letters. Best way to do it.
Awesome. So yeah, we'll be flooding those guys with a couple of our good friends here, and as a former Steeler and a guy that we cherished a lot early on in the show, LC Greenwood. So hopefully we can.
I love LC. I have to ask. Can I ask you a question though? I have to ask you. I know we're here to talk about the Hall of Fame, and I want to talk about the Hall of Fame. And it's a big year for the NFL. Big year for the Hall of Fame. I want to know how I get on the TNT Hall of Fame. I've seen it online.
So just keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing, James.
I'll send you a Hall of Fame shirt. You know, I'll tell you, I know your son and I, Chris, your son and I, hope his track worked out for him, because I remember we talked about a great kid he was at the events. I'll send him a Hall of Fame shirt. What do I got to do? So just get back to me on that, okay? You and Bob, y'all have your little huddle and your little committee. I don't need a bat. I don't need a plaque. I just want to be on the deal. Just saying. Okay.
That's, like Bob said, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep coming back and be a part of the show. And
I got a contact.
Well, write a letter to our committee. Yeah, you got to write a letter to our committee and plead your case, and then we'll take that into consideration.
All right, thank you. Just want to have a little quid pro quo. That's a bad thing to say now. All right. So anyway, go back. What was your question?
But so, James, one of the things, and we talked about this last time, as you know, on our show, we end every show with our spotlight on the positive segment, where we tell two stories about current or former players that are out there doing great things in their communities. You talked to us last time about Curtis Martin and the work that he does his foundation. But I know there are a lot of guys that are out there doing great things that that you've had conversations with. Who are some of the other guys that you've had an opportunity to talk to that you've seen out there doing great stuff?
Gosh, there's so many, but I'll tell you what, who I've become friends, fast friends with. And the picture you have on me on the your website was taken at Jim and Monique Brown's private deal. Jim Brown is Jim Brown, right? But Jim Brown, what most people don't know, everything that came to him, he goes in the inner city personally, not with an entourage, not with a thing, and talks to gang leaders, and he has American ICANN. He personally gets involved. And in fact, we met, I was at, I know we met at a couple of parties, Lee Steinberg's and I forgot where else, I mean, but Jim Brown saying it was a very small event. And I remember, and I'm not trying to drop names here, but let me tell you what, Chris Tucker, you know him, 48 Hours, Friday and all the movies, gets up there and he said, Chris Tucker said, I want to get involved. As an African-American man, Robert, Jim says, okay. He said, next thing you know, I'm meeting with Bloods and Crips leaders. Now, Jim Brown said, you know, don't take your phone and don't take your keys. But that's what I'm talking about. Nobody talks. Jim Brown doesn't say a word. I remember when we were doing an honor at the Gold Jacket dinner. By the way, I want to talk to you about that. It's gotten big, but anyway, when we first did that, our board member, Don Jakeway, is probably the best board as far as the players. He's been on it for a long time. All the players love him. They said, Don, you call Jim Brown because we want to do a picture, and all the money goes to Foundation of Merlin Olsen for all the players that are old, and that's yada, yada, yada. Okay, so Jim Brown said, where's the money? He said, yeah, okay. And he does, as you know, I know you haven't been in my office. They send me autograph everything, and I have my own foundation. Every person like you and Bob, y'all, and I know y'all are Steelers fans, and Joe Namath fans, you probably look at those helmets, and y'all would walk out with all my Steelers helmets. I got it. But the people that walk in have been saying, they're like, autographs going, how did you get Jim Brown's autograph? And he's not truculent, but he wants to use anything he does to benefit other people. And nobody talks about what Jim Brown and Monique Brown do. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I love Curtis. But Jim and Monique Brown, I mean, Jim walking around on a cane, but he is still involved. And Jim and Monique all year long get money. And they don't, you know, they're on the front line personally and bringing people on the front line. You know, if you call up him, you know, if you're some actor or some famous, I want to hang out with Jim Brown. Great. Let's go down to the hood. What? Yeah. So I definitely want to talk about Jim and his longtime wife, Monique, and their family. Jim Brown has been getting it done quietly for a long time with Amara ICANN.
So you mentioned through the course of the story, James, Gold Jacket dinner. Boy, that's got to be something to be a part of. Talk about that.
So it's gotten really big. I mean, and it's fine. It has to be. I understand. So what it used to be, you would have only 300 people and 10 tables of 10 and only 30 people, 30 Hall of Famers, a Hall of Famer at every table. And they would literally go around and you would ask them questions. Anything, anybody. And they would tell stories. And then you could say, I want to talk. I mean, people ask Roger Staubach about Jackie Ketch, or somebody's talking about, did Jack Youngblood really play with a broken leg in the Super Bowl? And people ask these questions. Marv Levy, you know, how did you have 3 Super Bowls? And blah, blah, how does that affect you? I mean, no one's rude, but it's a fan thing. Now, it's gotten so big. Everybody's got found out about it. We had to open it up. Now, like 1,200 people to go, and big sponsors have got behind it. And now they have a forum. They'll bring their head, Namath up there, and they'll bring a forum, and people ask questions ahead of time. And get to do it. And a lot of the hall, and I think usually there's, if there's not a Hall of Famer at your table, usually the sponsors' tables, there's, you know, there's 30, 40 Hall of Gold Jackets there. And it's really my, I mean, as you know, I told you when we met, I've never gone to parties until you and I met, right? But that's my favorite, is Gold Jacket. So,
Bob, questions for James?
It's great to talk to you, James. And it continues to fascinate me. Your position in general and the people you get to meet and talk to and hang with. And it's not the type of position that anyone can just go out and apply for. Tell our listeners just may, maybe the short version of how you came to be on the board of directors.
They don't tell me, okay, but I'll give you the short, I'll give you the 60-second version, because I know I get passionate, and I apologize. I know we're on radio. Here's the bottom line. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, right? And in Texas, at the time, we have Jerry Jones on the Hall of Fame board. That's it. Okay? Boom. All right, so I do a lot of stuff, military, yada, 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 do all this stuff, violence, everything else. A guy named Don Jakeway moves from Ohio and moves to San Antonio. I was doing stuff for the military and the bases and everything else, brought in this, did that, and helping all the military. Next thing you know, I get a phone call and said they formed this new advisory board, and I was the list of 100, which I was honored. And the list got down to 40. And next thing you know, I saw the list of 10. And, you know, you have Steve Schott, the Schott family, which owns, you know, the Reds and all that. I mean, they're big-time sports. And then you have Condoleezza Rice on there. You know what I mean? I'm going, I don't even know how I made the 7. I swear, I'm not maybe trying to be funny here. I thought maybe they got me. I looked on Google and said, is there a James Allen that's really famous? I mean, and I found this jeweler. And I found the author as A Man Thinking, right? I never heard of that book, but apparently everybody knows that James Allen. And I'm going, maybe they think I'm that guy. You know, and anyway, so Steve Schott got in on the advisory board first, and then I followed him second, and it's just, and they don't tell you. I've heard rumors that, you know, I did stuff with Roger Staubach down here in San Antonio with the military. He's very big with the military. Obviously, he served 3 years. You know, didn't want any political after winning the Heisman. He wanted to serve, and he did. I think Roger and Don Jakeway, along with a couple other people I've heard, but they won't tell me. I mean, that's just how it is. And really, and I'm not, you know, my dad says, don't be so humble. You're not that great, right? I'm not trying to be humble. I'm really not. I mean, I'm telling you. But I swear, I literally pinch myself every time I walk in up there at camp. And I'm wearing the VIP thing, and I'm, you know, all the guards, and I'm getting to go on the other, and the players, I've got to be friends with them, and I'm going, and I'm looking, you know, I got Jerry Jones, I got Mr. Rooney over here. And of course, we all miss Ambassador Rooney. You know how I feel about the Rooney family. And you got the owner of the Titans. You got a couple Hall of Famers on the boards. And you got, you know, Ambassador, Timken. And all these people that are either billionaires, or owners of teams, or captain industry. And I'm none of those. Not even in the same universe. So it's really fascinating. I mean, I got into this time with Johnny Serpilla. And by the way, Johnny's one of my favorite people on the board. And we got in together with the two people that got put on the board after replacing some other people. And Johnny's family had a little company called, RV, World Camping and RV World. They sold out for a lot of money, you know. And, you know, so I don't know how I got. But I will tell you, I literally thank God, and I thank the Hall of Fame. And I'm very passionate. And what they do is amazing, and the players. And so I hope that was kind of a short version. But I really don't know. They don't tell you. And I don't mean to be – I'm not trying to be funny. I just don't want to ask. I got invited – VIP party. I don't want to ask how I got here. I'm just glad I got here.
So,
but I am excited,
James,
about this year, 100 year anniversary. It's really exciting. Go ahead.
Oh, you were just talking about, you know, you're so passionate and proud of what they do. Talk about what they do. What is some of the stuff that the Pro Football Hall of Fame does that not enough fans and not enough people out in the general public know about the things that they're doing behind the scenes?
Well, first, and I'll keep it snippets. Okay, so we take care of the gold jackets. And I mean, we have a big law firm that does their wills and everything else for free. Now, I'm going to extend this a little further beyond to NFL players, but let's talk about the gold jackets. Secondly, we have a foundation, the NFL. Roger Goodell led this charge, giving us tons of money on top of another family that just gave, and the former owner of the Rams, Fournette family. And they, a lot of people, we give money out to people. Now, the Hall of Famers are very proud men. These 70, 80, 90 year olds, you have to get it. We have to rely on the Hall of Famers to tell us about them. But, you know, and we help them with, you know, whether it's paying rent or pay this or a funeral or this or that or everything else. That's very active. If you're a gold jacket, It's an unbelievable, like Deacon Jones. You can't be cut from that team. You can't be traded. You're on it for life, right? So the second thing we do is the outreach. We have hundreds of games at the Hall of Fame. We built a ton of fields, and people can have camps and things, and we put on stuff where people actually go and play on a real field, an AstroTurf field in inner city. We do a lot with the Black Hall of Fame. We've actually brought all their stuff into the Hall of Fame, and we're supporting that because people forget about Night Train Lane. The guys, you know, barely got into the league and really passionate. The third thing is, if you're an NFL player, if you played in the NFL, if you went out there on the field, two things are happening. We just spent a fortune, a lot of money, for Centennial Park in Canton, Ohio. Massive thing. Your name is going to be sketched. All the 100 year, every player that played the last 100 years will be on this monument. Furthermore,
wow.
If you played in the NFL, if you played in the NFL and you want to come up to Canton, Ohio, please call us. I'm not a gold jacket, but if you played in the NFL, call us up. We'll hook you up. But more importantly, we have archives, and we will pull the archives and show your son, your grandson, your cousins, your girlfriend, or whoever you want to show, whatever snippets we can do. We have that. Number four.
Wow.
We went around to all the gold jackets. A lot of people don't know, and I know this sounds crazy. Y'all asked about Joe Namath last time. But a lot of people, young kids, you know, if you said Joe Namath to a 10-year-old, to a 30-year-old, they don't know who Joe Namath is. Don't have a clue. So what we're doing is K Jewelry gives this massive Super Bowl-sized ring that's a Hall of Fame ring. And as you've seen on TV, David Baker, God bless him, goes and they go to Minnesota and they bring all the Viking Hall of Famers and give them their rings in front of all the fans. And I'm going to tell you something that's a big deal. One of the last things I'm going to say, really big, the widows. We invite and take care of, and I mean take care of financially, widows to come back home to see their husband and that bronze breast, to come back, and we honor them at every deal and during the induction ceremonies, and we make them stand up, we give them flowers, and we honor them. And it goes on from there. And we have alliances. Real quick, we just signed with the United States Veterans Chamber of Commerce. As you know, Prince Harry put a lot of money in his power behind the Invictus Games, right? The handicapped people. Well, the USVC, we have a lot of handicapped people in the United States. We need a venue. Okay. And I got involved because I'm San Antonio, and I actually met with the president, who's a Navy SEAL. Travis, I hope you're doing better. An amazing guy, scary guy, but amazing. Travis and Renee and all those guys came to my office, my ranch down here, and we worked out. The Hall of Fame is going to open up all their training facility and fields so people can train for the Invictus Games, all our military. We just did that. I could keep going. We're reaching out, and the gold jackets, we're going out to schools and teaching kids about grades and everything else. And just, I don't want to take up too much time, but I could sit here and talk. People don't know. And I really want to go back to Commissioner Goodell. I'm going to tell you one real quick story. Do y'all mind if I tell you a 30-second story about Commissioner Goodell?
Absolutely.
I'm at my Hall of Fame board meeting last year, where I'm officially got put in to the big. I mean, I always go to the meetings, you know, the advisory boards. We sit on tables and the foundation. We sit on tables right by the big table. And Commissioner Goodell's at the big table. Back to the advisory board. It's a big circle table, about 30 people. And the staff, this is a four-hour meeting. At the very end, staff gives their reports on the Hall of Fame and what they're doing. Now, a lot of people are doing a lot of things, and I'm not trying to be disingenuous. He turns around, gets his person, and they take notes, and they ask questions. He has given, and never said a word, tons of money to the Hall of Fame for foundation, helping out players, helping out with this, helping out research, everything else. We never have to ask. And I know fans stands for fanaticals. We boo people and everything else, and that's fine. That's part of the passion, right? I don't disagree that. But let me tell you, I love Pete Rozelle. Met him. Found out Paul Tagliabue did a lot of interesting things. But Joe Brown, and I hope I don't get Joe in trouble, number 11th employee at the NFL headquarters in New York. He's on staff kind of Hall of Fame. He knows everybody. He knew all, served all his commissioners. Commissioner Goodell allowed the fans to go see games on TV so they didn't get the popular team. If your team is Tampa Bay or Cleveland, they're not doing well, you will be on a major network. And the Hall of Fame is using that synergy along with the NFL and reaching out to kids and people and veterans, military and NFL people, and it goes on. And that's what we're doing. And that's, as David Baker says, we want to make this the most inspirational place on earth. The Baseball and Basketball Hall of Fame have come and visited us and taken a lot of our concepts and ideas. And I don't know if y'all been to those, but y'all, have y'all been to Canton in the last year or two and seen what's going on?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I will make sure y'all get a VIP tour, and I throw in shirts for everybody. But hey, let's be honest. I'm trying to get on y'all's Hall of Fame. But listen, seriously, when you see all these, fields that we built, and we're building a Johnson Controls hotel for players to stay. I mean, we're spending almost close to $1 billion, but the fields and what we built that first for the kids. And you see Joe Namath actually hosts our Game for Life. You have Steve Largent talk about him and how he shouldn't have made it and all this stuff and these animated things that Lucas. I mean, it is really cool, interactive. I'm telling y'all. If you are a fan of football, come to Mecca. Go to the induction ceremonies if you can. I know it's crowded. But take your kid. We have a lot of dying people. Their dying wishes, the whole thing. Go in that gold bus room, you know, and do stuff. It's really, I'm telling you, I'm not saying because I'm on the board. I'm saying it's a football fan all my life. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Well, James, before we let you go, because all this stuff is fantastic, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you guys are doing at the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And let's remind everybody, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, not the NFL Hall of Fame. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Talk about how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you guys are doing there and with you over social media?
Well, at the Pro Football, you just go to the website, and they have updates, meetings, they have the committees. I just talked about all the latest stuff, all the fan experiences. If you want package, everything from as a retail person or as a person in what they're doing, what some of the stuff, the projects we're working on. If you want to look at Centennial Park, all that stuff is on the Pro Football Hall of Fame website. What I'm doing is my daughter, as you know, and by the way, God bless her, who saw TikTok, the Chinese government coming. But World's Greatest Video really is just launched out of their hard beta. As you know, in closing, tell your parents. People are finding out about this organically. We haven't spent a lot of money on marketing, but I mean, we went 4,000 people on Instagram last week to 120,000 people in a week. People are catching on.
Wow.
It's just because all the comments are positive, as you know. They're canned comments translated to the top 20 languages. All the reactions are positive. Your kid, your grandkid is not going to get cyberbullied. People are not going to say bad things about them. Furthermore, you can win money. We have 6 regions every week, all over the region. We don't let people, you know, we don't have India compete against United States in their videos. They have their own content. Every week, people win money. In our beta alone this year, we've given away $300,000. The video of the year this year will win $100,000. And people are coming to us. We just finished our hard beta, World's Greatest Videos. It used to be if you type that in, you got R. Kelly's song called Our Name. Google, I don't know why Google did this, but thank God they put us. If you type in World's Greatest Video, you'll see our site. It's number one on Bing and everything else. And I'm telling you, you want to watch TikTok? It's great. It's, you know, it's Chinese government. You read the New York Times article. I'm not going to get into that. As Elon Musk says, communism will not spread through war or mantra. It'll spread through an app. But what I will tell you, it's an entertaining app. But what I'm telling you, if you want your kids to go to another app, where you don't have to worry about cyberbullying and people saying stuff. Y'all know the story I told you. But my daughter's 27 years old. She's the head founder. She's 27 years old. And, you know, people want to promote a female. She's a female-led social media company. It's worldwide, and it's nothing but positivity, which is what you and Bob promote. And as you know, that's why I'm a fan of yours, and that's why I want to be on the TNT Hall of Fame.
Well, it's great stuff that you're doing. There's no question that the World's Greatest Videos and the things that your daughter is doing is fantastic as well. We love the fact that you can't get cyberbullied, you can't get belittled. Whatever video you put up there is only going to get the positive feedback. And to your point, that's where we want to be. So that's what one of the great things that I love and respect about you, James, on top of all the great things that you're doing for for football and for the alumni players, which, like we say, are the ones that are near and dear to our hearts. So kudos to you guys at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations on getting to the big table. And we hope you'll continue to come back, because the way to get into our Hall of Fame is to continue to come back and continue to break great content, which is what you do. So we thank you very much.
You're welcome. And in closing, are you going to Super Bowl? Are you either one of y'all?
I could say we were.
Okay, because I could try to hook things up. All right, well then, stay in touch. We'll stay in touch. I'm going to bug the snot out of y'all. But please tell your listeners, I'm going to tell you something. I love you have all the, I've listened to a lot of your podcasts. I love Jim Everett saying, by the way, I told you that. I love, it's funny. He thinks, even with all his great career, I don't know if I could have done better. You know, that's a typical phenomenal athlete. I mean, it's harder to be an NFL starter than a brain surgeon. I mean, anyway, I love you bring all these players back because it edifies how it's hard to make it in the NFL. I don't care if you sit on the bench. I won't tell you the odds to make it to the NFL. Okay, just to get
right.
There. And I love that you take these players and shine the light back on them. And I know you're a sport. I know y'all have an alliance with the former Players Association, because let me tell you something. I deal with these people a lot too, and I know y'all do. And let me tell you something. That nothing means more to their kid, a grandkid, a neighbor, a cousin, whatever, a family member saying, "I'm on the radio and I did this." And I love that you, both Bob and Chris, y'all do that, because it means the world to these gladiators who literally sacrifice a lot to go out there and beat the heck out of each other.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That means a great deal to us, James. And that's what we're all about, and that's what this show is all about, and we're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to have you back on the show. So thank you so much for your time tonight. We certainly look forward to next time.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thank you. You too,
Take
guys.
Care,
I
James.
Love you guys.
That's a great James Allen. I tell you, Bob, kudos to him getting to the big table now on the board of directors. But those are the stories, sort of, we obviously know the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and all of those sorts of things. What we don't hear enough about are all the other things that James talked about. And as he mentioned about Roger Goodell going into his own pocket to make a difference. Now, we know he's got deep pockets for all the money he makes as the commissioner. But he doesn't have to go back in there and start to, support these things the way he does. And then the stuff like he mentioned about Jim Brown and how he continues to give back and do great things. Those are the stories that we got to continue to get from James.
Always comes with great stuff. And I possibly can see a Hall of Fame nomination for him in a not so distant future.
You can't buy your way into our Hall of Fame. You can buy your way into our hearts, and you can keep coming back. And, we get back on the show a few more times and hear more of those stories. Yeah, I can see that there could be a possible place in our guest Hall of Fame for him. When Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on our Thursday night tailgate spotlight on the positive. Here are a couple of more great stories about guys out there doing great things in their communities. We'll do that on the other side of this real quick station break.